They got us selling pound cake and flan. Our church makes these every day. They're $5 donations, and I was wondering if you want to help us out.
Yeah, what's your group?
It's Hugo Rosa.
Hugo Rosa.
Hugo Rosa, sorry.
Is there a website or anything?
Yes,
I looked that up?
Yes, sir, right there.
Follow us at
HugoRosa.com.
Tell you what. Hold on a second. Let me take a picture of that.
Yes, sir. Let me flex.
Let me check it out.
No problem, bro. We got pamphlets too, but...
What do they do there?
We're a faith-based rehabilitation program. Right now, we're in the process of starting our first women and children facility. That way, the kids can be with their mothers while they get the help that they need.
Ah, I see. Is it around here?
It's actually the five locations we have open. Three of them are in Avon Park. One of them is in Wauchula. One of them is in Sebring. And we're almost about to open one in Bartow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not from Florida, so I don't know the area too well, but I think I remember, I've heard of Bartow. That's about the only one I know.
Yeah, that one's close by
it's
here.
Close by here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let me check it out. You got something, you handed something out? Or?
Yeah,
let me check that out. Let me give something to you guys. I'm a traveling street preacher.
Oh, okay.
I preach the gospel, good news all over. Organizations are good. Helping people off drugs are good. Helping homeless people is good.
Yes,
but what I always remind people is that you got to make sure that you're born again by the biblical gospel. Most of the American religious organizations and churches are not teaching the truth of God's word. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are teaching a form of either Roman Catholicism or evangelicalism or Jehovah's Witnesses. You know all the flavors.
Right.
All of those are born of man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not born of Christ. So the Bible says you must repent, place your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood, be born again. I used to be a worldly drunk. Now I travel and I street preach all over. We just got done preaching at the Super Bowl, Daytona 500. We just did CPEC, that religious convention.
Oh, really?
We just preached outside there. I got videos on the website if you want to see what we do. But I just remind people to place your faith in Christ, not organizations, not... I always like to remind people that, you know, drugs and alcohol and porn, these are all sinful things. But even if people get released from those, you know, there's going to be a lot of sober people in hell.
Of course.
Because unless you're born again and you're following Jesus and keeping his commandments, stripping your life down, okay, that's going to be the measure on judgment day. So all the good deeds are good, but you must know Roman Catholics do a lot of good deeds. The Mormons do a lot. I know atheists and Muslims that do a lot of good deeds.
Right.
They're not in line with the Father's truth. So my website's there to help you. I'll check out your website and see if it's something worthy to support.
Okay.
Test yourself. Make sure that you truly are born again. And I have lots of articles and you have my contact info.
Okay.
If I could ever help you, examine your life. See when it's happened when you were actually born again. Not got off drugs, not stopped porn, not this or that. Was I born again by the Spirit of God? And if the Spirit of God is in you, he takes you to the Word of God and you begin testing the culture. And I call people out of two things, out of man-made religion, like I was telling you about, and out of the culture. There's no hope in this culture. It's dying. Politics, TV, movies, sports, entertainment. You know who the God of this world is. Satan. So if you take part in that culture, you're giving the right hand of fellowship to Satan. What you must do, I had to surrender all that. I used to be a sports freak and all types of things. I had to surrender all that and repent and turn my life over to Christ and then serve him in his way. So that's what I encourage my neighbors to do.
Thanks.
All right, we love you. All right, let me know I can help you.
Yes, sir.
God be praised.